SK Hynix leads factory push across semiconductors, autos, energy as reshoring accelerates. The U.S. Army's decision to move its Tactical Intelligence Targeting Access Node program from prototyping into full production, backed by $192 million split between Palantir Technologies and Anduril Industries, marks the most concrete signal yet that the Pentagon is ready to industrialize the next generation of AI-enabled battlefield systems. This is not a research award. It is a manufacturing order, and the distinction matters enormously for institutional capital allocating to the defense sector in 2026. The Army awarded Palantir $127 million as Titan's prime contractor, with Anduril receiving $65 million to manufacture the ruggedized, vehicle-mounted hardware and integrate the power and thermal subsystems required for operation in austere field environments. The program covers procurement and integration of 4 advanced variants and 4 basic variants, with delivery scheduled over the next 18 months. Those 8 units will supplement the 9 existing prototypes the Army currently operates. The Army has indicated it expects to issue additional production orders in fiscal 2027. Terms beyond the $192 million combined figure and the unit counts were not disclosed. The structure of this award tells the story. Palantir leads on software and systems integration, drawing on its 2024 selection as prime contractor for the next generation targeting system. Anduril builds the physical platform. The supply chain extends further. L3 Harris Technologies, Sierra Nevada Corporation, Strategic Technology Consulting, and Worldwide Technology all sit beneath Palantir in the production consortium. This is a distributed manufacturing architecture, not a single factory program, and that design choice shapes the investment read. The broader significance reaches beyond Titan itself. Every dollar of this contract is a proof point for a Pentagon doctrine that is still being priced into equity and private markets, the U.S. Military is now willing to award production contracts, not just development contracts, to non-traditional defense primes. Palantir and Anduril are less than 2 decades old. Raytheon is not in this consortium. That is the structural shift institutional capital needs to price correctly. The $192 million split reveals who owns what in the new defense stack, the 66-34 split between Palantir, $127 million, and Anduril, $65 million, is more than a bookkeeping detail. It reflects the relative value the Army assigns to software intelligence versus hardware manufacturing in a modern targeting system. Palantir's lead position, confirmed in 2024 and now backed by production capital, anchors its defense revenue thesis in a way that prior data contracts did not. Titan was designed to simplify the data-gathering process for soldiers targeting far-off targets, pulling from space-based sensors and integrating that feed into actionable targeting data. The system's 2 variants serve different platforms. The advanced version mounts on the Army's tactical trucks, and the basic version integrates with the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. Each variant represents a different procurement channel, which means future production orders in fiscal 2027 could follow either path depending on field performance of these first 8 units. Anduril's $65 million slice is a hardware and integration mandate. The company is responsible for the ruggedized chassis, power systems, and thermal management that allow Titan to function in environments where commercial-grade electronics fail. This is the manufacturing credibility test Anduril needs to demonstrate it can execute at scale, not just prototype. The 18-month delivery window is tight by traditional defense program standards. Details on Anduril's manufacturing facility, workforce additions, or subcontractor relationships were not disclosed in the award announcement. The supporting consortium, L3 Harris, Sierra Nevada, Strategic Technology Consulting, and Worldwide Technology, represents the traditional and non-traditional defense industrial base working in parallel. Our view, this hybrid supply chain structure is becoming the template for mid-tier defense programs. Pure-play legacy primes are not disappearing, but their role is shifting toward component supply and integration support rather than program leadership. Titan's production timeline sets the clock for fiscal 2027 budget, positioning the 18-month delivery schedule for the first 8 production units, combined with the explicit Army statement that additional production orders are anticipated in fiscal 2027, creates a defined catalyst calendar for investors. The Army already operates 9 Titan prototype units today. The initial production run adds 8 more. If fiscal 2027 orders follow at comparable or larger scale, the combined fleet could exceed 25 systems within 24 months. Procurement value per unit, implied by the $192 million award across 8 systems, is approximately $24 million per unit at the aggregate award level, though per-unit economics across the Palantir and Anduril split were not separately disclosed. The 18-month delivery window runs from the September 2026 award date through approximately the first quarter of 2028. That schedule intersects directly with the Army's next budget submission cycle. Performance on these 8 units will determine the size and structure of follow-on orders. Program failure or delay would compress the fiscal 2027 award. Successful delivery accelerates it. For investors in Palantir specifically, Titan production revenue is now a measurable line item against a defined timeline, not a speculative pipeline entry. The Army's framing of Titan as a cornerstone of its ground system modernization effort signals this is not a one-cycle program. Ground modernization roadmaps in the U.S. military typically span multiple decades and multiple contract generations. The initial production award establishes industrial baseline rates, supplier relationships, and integration protocols that lock in incumbents for follow-on phases. Early production wins in programs of this architecture historically prove difficult for competitors to displace. Manufacturing capacity, not software, is the binding constraint. The manufacturing dimension of this award deserves more analytical attention than it typically receives in coverage of Palantir and Anduril. Both companies are frequently discussed as software or AI platforms. Titan production requires them to perform as manufacturers. Anduril's specific mandate, building ruggedized vehicle-mounted systems and integrating power and thermal subsystems for austere environments, is an engineering and supply chain execution challenge, not a data science challenge. The ability to deliver 4 advanced and 4 basic variants within 18 months to military specification in a production environment rather than a prototype lab is the operational test that matters for Anduril's long-term defense manufacturing ambitions. This connects to the broader manufacturing investment theme visible across the industrial sector in 2026. SK Hynix, Stellantis, and Inneo have each announced manufacturing investments or expansions this year, reflecting a global pattern of capital flowing back into physical production capacity. The defense sector is no exception. The Titan award is part of a domestic manufacturing push that spans semiconductors, automotive, and now battlefield systems. The common thread is onshore production and supply chain resilience. Our view, the most underappreciated risk in the Anduril Titan story is not technology. It is factory throughput. If Anduril cannot meet the 18-month delivery schedule, the fiscal 2027 follow-on order becomes uncertain. Investors should track delivery milestones, not press releases, as the primary performance signal. The non-traditional prime thesis reaches an inflection point, Palantir selection, as Titan prime contractor in 2024 was notable. The 2026 production award is the proof point. The Army has now committed production capital, not just development capital, to a prime contractor that did not exist as a public company until 2020. This is the inflection that redefines the competitive landscape for legacy defense primes. The Titan Consortium structure, Palantir as software lead, Anduril as hardware manufacturer, traditional defense firms as sub-tier suppliers, is a governance model that places software-native companies in the value capture position, while legacy manufacturers absorb execution risk at lower margin tiers. This mirrors dynamics that reshaped telecommunications and aerospace supply chains over the prior two decades. Platform owners capture software margin, hardware manufacturers compete on cost. The $192 million Titan production award is the largest public confirmation to date that the Pentagon is willing to put production capital, not just prototype funding, behind non-traditional primes operating at the AI hardware intersection. The Placamium view the market is pricing Titan as a Palantir revenue event. It is actually a manufacturing credibility event for Anduril and a template event for the entire non-traditional defense industrial base. Here is the second-order thesis. The 18-month delivery clock on Titan's first 8 production units will determine whether Anduril can access the defense manufacturing capital markets on terms comparable to established primes. Anduril is private. Its valuation is set in private rounds. But its ability to raise the next round at a premium multiple depends on demonstrating program execution, not program wins. The win already happened in 2024. Execution happens in the next 18 months. For institutional capital, the actionable read is this. The fiscal 2027 production order pipeline represents a binary catalyst. Successful delivery of the initial 8 units by mid-2028 accelerates a follow-on award that could be materially larger, given the Army's stated intent to expand the Titan fleet. Delivery failure compresses or delays that order. Neither Palantir's public equity nor Anduril's private valuation fully reflects this binary. The broader manufacturing investment wave, visible in the SK Hynix, Stellantis, and in NEO announcements across the industrial sector this year, shares a structural feature with Titan. Capital is moving from planning into physical production across multiple sectors simultaneously. When manufacturing investment cycles converge across defense, semiconductors, and automotive, the pressure on skilled labor, precision manufacturing suppliers, and logistics infrastructure compounds. That convergence is the macro risk that no single sector investor is fully pricing. The Placamium position, Titan is not a defense story. It is a manufacturing execution story wearing a defense contract number. Track the delivery dates. The bottom line, the Army's $192 million Titan production award draws a clear line from prototype to factory floor, with Palantir and Anduril now holding production mandates rather than development contracts. The 18-month delivery window sets a hard performance test. Fiscal 2027 follow-on orders represent the next capital catalyst. Investors who treat this as a software revenue event are reading only half the trade. The manufacturing execution half will determine whether the non-traditional prime model scales or stalls.